this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. Glad to have you aboard this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Just wanted to say howdy. And they got the old farm boy from Minnesota really kind of ticked off right now. We're going to talk about bees. And oddly enough, we're going to talk about the Congress. And we're going to talk about the presidency. And we're going to talk about all of the things that are near and dear to the hearts of Americans. And then we're going to talk about why in the heck we as Americans, people who have the opportunity of a lifetime and of the century and of the entire history of the world, they're 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. That's to get a hold of the task force, to get a hold of me, to get a hold of any information that we have put out and will put out in the future with regard to your preparations and your preparedness and your independence. The message that we have here every single week is to become independent, for us to be as families and as individuals as free as we possibly can be by becoming free of dependency on anyone, any organization, or on anything. Today, we're going to be talking about some of the honeybee situation, which most of you by now have heard about. And we're going to relate that to how you can be independent. As you know, any time here on Fearless Radio that we bring up a problem, every single time we will bring up the solution. The whole idea behind this is, you know, we can't do a lot about what other people do, what the government does, what the economy is going to do, how the dollar is going to hold up, whether they're going to get their silly freeway built from Mexico to Canada, all of these things. We can't do much about any of that. In fact, those of you who are scriptorians, you can't do a whole heck of a lot about whether there are earthquakes in diverse places, the oceans heave themselves beyond their bounds, the moon turns to blood, all the things that you have read about and that the prophets have talked about for years. Can't do much about those, but you can do something about you and the choices you make with the next minute, the next hour, the next day, the next week, the next month, and the next year of your lives and those of your families. So that's what we talk about here on Fearless Radio. I guess maybe the exciting thing is there is not one single problem that we're facing for which there is not a good solution. And that solution always has been, is now, and forever will be. Us as Americans, us as human beings, us as Christians, and or us as any kind of belief system that you want to have, taking back our liberty and our freedom by taking control of our destiny, by becoming independent, self-reliant human beings and families. So that's the message we're going to be talking about today. You've heard it before, and if you have a chance, this one might be one that you might record for yourself until the archives get up here on Republic Broadcasting. They're working on that like crazy. But what we want to do is have you folks take notes, and if you can record, because
how are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Radio, and we were just launching in to the issue of bees. And now, in the last couple weeks here, we've had all sorts of hullabaloo about the bee situation. Those of you that have listened before know that the only take that we ever, the only spin that we ever put on any news, any events, are with regard to how families can deal with being more self-reliant. Well, I hate to tell you this, guys, but the bee situation is absolutely one of the most important issues. This is even more important than these idiots wanting to spray fluoride on our food. This is more important than the possibility of lack of fuel for the farmers to plant. This is more important than the Chinese importing a high percentage of our food. Remember the 23rd Psalm where it says, thou settest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Well, we've got our enemies setting our table before us. It's being set by our enemies. It's even more important than that. It's more important than the Second Patriot Act where they can take over control of the distribution of food. It's more important than the worldwide famine that we are in the first, possibly the second year of, where the world actually consumed more food than it produced. It's more important than the fact that one, if we shut down our imports to this country, the country that could produce enough food for the entire world five times over in 1959, if we shut down the imports for this country for 3 days, we'd be in deep, deep trouble, shall we say, other than the alternative that we used to use back home in the Minnesota farmlands. But anyway, the fact is, this issue is more important than anything that we have told you here from the task force with regard to your food supply and the ability for you to survive and be able to maintain your liberties. This is more important than the possibility in the future of a two-year-long winter. What this is food itself. You know, there's a, I was reading the Kansas City Star this morning in an article that they came out with, and it's just kind of interesting. They've done some interviewing with some beekeepers and some specialists in bees, and we're learning some very, very fascinating things. What's happening is the bee population in the country is absolutely disappearing. Now, let me digress from the Kansas City article here for just a minute. And this is the College of Agriculture Science has a news release here. They talk about the fourth largest in the world is the apple crop that is presently being threatened by the elimination of honeybees. Okay, that is an interesting situation. Apples, you got to blossom. If you got a blossom and you don't pollinate that blossom, you ain't going to get any apples. It stands for everything else on earth that we eat that is dependent on pollination. Bees are extremely important. You already know that. Now, there's a fellow that works with studies of bees out in California. A guy, his name is Gordon Franke. And whenever he talks to school children, he wants to impress the kids with the importance of bees. He lays out a bunch of grapes and berries and pears and chocolate, and then he lays out a couple old dried up tortillas and some rice cakes. And he asks the kids, you know, what do you want? What would you, if you could come up and take some of these items, what would you want to eat? And of course, they always grab for the fruits and the chocolate. And he points out that very simply, if we didn't have bees, those items that they just preferred as their food would not exist because they have to be pollinated by the bees. I've got a good friend that called me when this whole thing started breaking that's been working in the almond industry for years. He worked with all of the growers down in California. And one of the things that he pointed out when he said, hey, the bees are disappearing to the point that they're guesstimating that about 80% of the bees have disappeared or in the process of doing so, just flat out disappearing. They leave their hives, never to be seen again. One of the things that he pointed out is that with the almond growers, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll hire beekeepers to bring in between 8 and 10 hives of bees for every acre of almonds that they're growing because they have to make sure that they're completely pollinated. You see, most flowers that are going to eventually produce a nut or a fruit or a vegetable have to be pollinated probably more than once. They say that oftentimes the visits by a bee to pollinate those flowers has to occur sometimes in the teens, 10, 12, 15 times, just for it to be completely pollinated. Because if it isn't, then you get a deformed fruit and sometimes no fruit at all. If there's no pollination that takes place, you ain't going to have nothing. So the thing that this man points out is that when the kids grab the fruits and the nuts and even the chocolate, that those items are resultant from having been pollinated by bees. The other items, your grain items, are self-pollinating. That's why the tortilla would be left and the rice would be left. But here's another interesting situation. Now, you know that we're going to be talking to you about food as long as we still have breath in our bodies. And we're going to be telling you that the only way that you can maintain a surety of your future, that you can maintain any modicum of security and expected liberty and freedom, is to be able to have at least a good, solid, multi-year supply of long-term storable food in. Whether you order it through the J. Michael Stevens Group, which is the member of our task force that handles the food, or whether you contact some of the retailers out there, that's fine. But before you contact those retailers, at least call up JMS and get some guidelines as to what to be careful of and the warnings about what not to prepare, not to store, and how not to waste your money. By the way, that phone number is 800-409-5633, and on the web you can contact them on efoodsdirect.com. Anyway, back to this interesting thing. Remember, we said that the foods that are not pollinated by bees are self-pollinating. That means that they put out their pollen out on the end of their stalk or their stem, and then the wind carries it. Now, that brings up another interesting point. Now, we're going to leave the bee issue. You got to realize, if we lose 80% of our bees, that means that we lose significantly more than 80% of our crops, because that 20% of the bees can't get around to everything enough to be able to pollinate 20% of those crops. And by the way, that is not just honeybees, guys. That's all bees. The wild bees are taking a hit just as bad as the honeybees are. And there's some reasons for it, and I'll get into that in just a minute. But one of the things that I want to bring up is the fact that, okay, many of you in your never-ending attempt to rationalize and try and figure out how to do nothing about your own future will say, well, okay, people have lived on grains for years. We can make up some tortillas and live on those and get by, even if we don't have fruits and vegetables and all the things that take pollination. But there's an interesting thing that occurred a few years ago that many of us are up in arms about still. And, you know, that term up in arms is interesting. It used to mean up in arms, arms as in guns and knives and whatever armament. When people got up in arms, they'd pick up their arms and went and did something about it. And I'm not advocating that here, but I just think it's an interesting concept. But we've watered it down as a statement. So I'm surprised that more people aren't still up in arms about this, because they were when it first came out, if they knew about it. It's called the Terminator seed, made in conjunction with good old Monsanto company, Monsanto Chemical, and our wonderful agriculture department, where they have created a seed that's not a hybrid, which you put two, you know, you put a big plant and a little plant together and you get a perfect plant by making the mom and the pop two different varieties that have different qualities that you want to get into the hybridized version, and then you can grow that hybridized version. If you plant that seed the next year, yeah, it'll throw back to either the mom or the pop, but at least it'll throw back and it'll grow. They've developed something called the Terminator seed, which once you have a crop from it, you have to buy the seed, of course, the original seed from our friends, and then once you plant it, it will grow and produce a crop. And then if you try and take the seeds from that crop and plant them, they're dead. They will not grow. That's why they call it the Terminator seed. If you want to look at the economic capabilities of that possibility, then the people who are growing the Terminator seed literally control the foodstuffs of the earth. Because what happens is you have to buy the seed to get one crop, and then the next year you have to go back and buy the seed again to get your next year's crop. And they can hold you up for all you have, just like if you had no food at all, because you're so absolutely dependent. That's why a lot of folks right now that are getting in touch with the task force are making sure that they have what they call heritage seeds, not even hybridized seeds, the old heritage seeds that the pioneers used to use. I'll get back on the Terminator seed right after this break, and we'll see you on the other side.
How are you? you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
At KenSolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We're talking about the bees. And we're talking about, just before we took this last break, we're talking about the Terminator seed. Just for review, for those of you who are wisely taking notes, here's the deal. We've been talking about the fact that the bees are disappearing. Talking about the fact that any food that we eat that has a flower that has to be generated into a fruit or a vegetable or whatever it is that we eat after that flower is pollinated is dependent totally on bees to pollinate it. If those bees disappear, as they have already to the point of about 80% by some estimates, then we won't have any food except for the stuff like grains that are self-pollinating. Remember I said the tortilla and corn, of course, is self-pollinating. Most of the grains are. Now, oddly enough, even a lot of the animal feed, clover for the cattle and things like that, have to be pollinated. But let's get back to the Terminator seed. Remember we said that a lot of the grains are self-pollinating? So those of you that want to sigh a sigh of relief and say, well, I guess we can do without the bees, that old Steve Shank is just doing his wild-eyed radical thing again, and he's just trying to get people to put in food supplies. Not so, because here's the deal. The Terminator seed will grow one crop. Then you have to go back to our boys in blue to buy the other crop, okay, the next year. What happens to a self-pollinating plant? The way it pollinates, now you got to understand this. Follow my logic. You have a sprig of grain that's self-pollinating. It shoots up its little stem, and it puts out its little pollen. You can see the pollen gathered on the outside of the head of the grain. And then the wind carries it to the next little stem of grain, and they pollinate each other, and they're all happy as a hog in a peach orchard. But what happens if you plant a crop of Terminator seed, and the wind carries the pollen from the Terminator seed over to the plants that are in a heritage garden? In other words, heritage guys are non-hybrid seeds that are planted that have not been hybridized, in other words, have not been crossed with anything. These are the old original seeds for that plant that the pioneers used to carry with them. They'd plant a crop of corn, and then they'd harvest part of that corn, dry it out, and plant that same corn the next year, and the next year, and the next year. That's called a heritage seed or a non-hybrid seed. Okay? This stuff is self-pollinating. So you got your Monsanto Terminator seed next to the heritage seed. Where does the pollen go? The pollen can't be selective and stay just within that garbage. What happens is that that pollen spreads over and hybridizes the heritage seed. And the next year, guess what you get from your heritage seed? Nothing, because it just became terminated. What happens when we send some of this Terminator seed into some of the third world countries? Those poor farmers have been growing their same old seed from plants that their grandfathers, their great-grandfathers, and their great-great-grandfathers planted, and it's just come down the line. They've passed seed from one plant to the next, and they get their new crop this year. What happens when they plant an experimental plot of Terminator seed in the middle of all those heritage seed plots that those farmers are raising their food from? Guess where they got to go next year to get their seed? So it's all covered, isn't it? Honeybees disappear. You don't get anything from blossoms. Terminator seed gets spread across the world, as it were, and you got no seed next year unless you get it from the all-powerful ones who look out for us and care for us, on whom we have become dependent. And that brings up, if there ain't going to be no honeybees, if you want to have some nuts, you better store some nuts, because you ain't going to get some when the honeybees don't pollinate those flowers. If you want to have some, apples, you better store up some apples. How many years you want? How many years you want to eat apples, guys? Now, some of the beekeepers are able to regenerate their hives, but they're doing it against all odds. Let's talk about what they're dealing with. They got pesticides that they suspect something is affecting the immune system of the bees. Oddly enough, folks, something is affecting the immune system of human beings. Why is it that we have so much cancer? Why is it we have designer viruses that are attacking us? Why is it that we have a concern for something that we've never heard of before in our lives called the bird flu, which may or may not be real, but the fact is our immune systems are being attacked. Why is it that we are concerned and absolutely turning red with rage over the fact that some idiot is proposing the possibility of spreading a nerve poison on our food called fluoride? Why is it that we get upset over all the things that are happening that are affecting the human immune system? Now it's gone really basic. Something is affecting the immune system of the bees. They're calling it colony collapse disorder. What happens is, for whatever reason, now I've heard a whole bunch of different theories, and you know what? It doesn't make one stinking bit of difference what the theory is as to why it's happening. The bees are disappearing. And after this next break, we're going to talk a little bit about why, but then we're going to talk about what are we going to do about it. Not become victim. I love you. See you on the other side. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Talking about the bees, we're talking about the Terminator seed. The fact is that all the bases are covered for another reason why our food supply is absolutely in danger, and each individual family needs to take it into take their lives, literally their lives, into their own hands, and get a supply in, and get really serious about this. Now, I know that some of you folks out there heard one of these last announcements with regard to the debt-free situation. I've got to tell you, that guy on there is kind of a goofy character that was making that announcement, but some of the things he had to say might be useful. I want to point out the fact, those of you that are contacting the task force for the debt-free strategies, please realize, any of you out there who are making any payments at all, mortgages, credit cards, any payments at all, particularly those of you who are doing well, not those of you who are in trouble, please don't tune these guys out. Those debt-free strategies are saving thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars for people that are doing extremely well. This isn't just for people who are in trouble. It's more for those of you who are doing well. You need to have the advantage of the strategies that they are aware of, things that you've never heard of before, that haven't been available to you before. The worst that can happen if you contact them and get some sheets and get an idea of what kind of a strategy will work for you, doesn't cost you any money, and it's just a phenomenal experience. So call them at 800-409-5633. And this, like I say, is not just for people that are in trouble. It's for everybody that's making any payments. You can save yourself a tremendous amount of money and literally turn your debt structure into a savings account. But anyway, enough of that stuff. Let's get back to what we can do about it. One of the things that we in America have become are victims. We feel like we can't do anything about anything. What on earth can you do about the honeybees and the wild bees and all bees that do any pollinating of crops? What can we do about that? Well, what you can do to control your destiny and what you can do to control the fact that you don't want to be affected by the food shortages that are inevitable as a result of this is you need to store some food. Now, one of the things that we brought up last week on our program was that we have now discovered, as a result of the intent to control all food production in the country and to channel it to those who are appropriately identified, if you understand what I mean by that, is that not only will livestock feed be tracked so that you can't raise any bootleg livestock and get feed for them, but also it makes sense. If the truck farms are tracking all of the produce that they're putting out, where it's being shipped, and making sure that it's shipped to appropriate depots or places like grocery stores that will identify people properly to be able to receive the food when the time comes, the fact is that gardens, many of you are depending on the fact that you'll be able to garden. There are two factors. First of all, the weather may not allow you to grow a significant garden. We know that we're in for weather conditions this year that are just phenomenal. Worldwide, the weather conditions are eliminating crops. And you personally, on your own growing capacity, may be limited very shortly when everything else is tracked. If, in fact, a little mom-and-pop farm that has 10 chickens just to provide eggs is going to have to microchip those chickens and pay the system $10 a year for having the doggone things, believe me, if they're tracking livestock feed, you're going to have a situation where if you have a garden, it will need to be registered, and you will have to account for the produce that comes from it. If that were not so, you would have bootleg vegetables going out to people who were not properly identified because they could get a source for food other than being dependent on the system that is controlling the food. Think about it. You got to think about it. One of the two things in most of the seminars that I give that I point out that people are having the most difficulty with in any phase of their life, the things that people will avoid at all costs is, number one, to think, and number two, to decide. Then number three, to actually act on something. And the problem is, remember I said the word victim? We have become victims in our own society by turning over the responsibility for doing what we need done to those who are in leadership positions. Okay? Now, we're talking about honeybees, and we're talking about the shortage of food as a result of it. The interesting thing that I want to point out to you is if you continue to allow yourself to be a victim and just depend on, oh, the grocery stores will come up with food somehow or other, or they won't let us starve. Well, who in the heck is the they that is marking all the livestock, that is tracking all the food? Who is the they that's spraying poison on our foods? who is the they that allows monosodium glutamate to be used when everyone in the country is allergic to it? Who is this they that you're talking about? You know, I had to laugh. I heard of a fellow in one of the states, I forget now where it was, that actually went down and changed his name to they, so that whenever anybody quotes anybody, he can claim it as their quote. He is they. His name is they. And so the they that we talk about, that we have become victims to, that allow us to get into more and more trouble because we don't take control of our own destiny. Now, we've given you information. We've told you in times past about the Terminator seed. We've told you about the fact that worldwide we don't have enough food. We've told you about the United States not having enough food. We've told you about the fact that the weather conditions are going to eliminate food. We've told you about the fact that fuel is going to restrict food. We've told you about processing plants being taken out of the country, restricting food that we have in our country. And now the food that we have, those are all stuff that connect with not having food. The food that we have is genetically altered and will make you walk sideways, glow in the dark, and one eye travel to the other side of your head. We've got the imports from foreign countries, from third world countries, where they're using the insecticides and fertilizers that have been illegal here for 40 years. And guess where that stuff went when they made it illegal here? They just shipped it out to the third world countries, and now Mr. Gore tells us 4 years ago, when he was challenged about the fact that we're into importing so much food, he says, don't be surprised, pretty soon we'll be importing all of it from third world countries. So we are dependent on these people who are leading us. You know the old saying, either lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way? Well, the ones that we've got up there leading need to be led. And I'm not going to tell you where they need to be led. But the fact is that we have become a nation of victims, turning over our liberty to the dependencies that we have. And the one thing that we've been screaming about for the last several weeks on this radio program is the dependency that we have on food, and we must take it back. I have here in my hands, let's get it back to the bees for a minute. I have here in my hand a map that has big orange, the states that are affected by the bee population are all colored in orange. And oddly enough, the only states that are not are either desert states where they grow, irrigation stuff, or states where there's just virtually almost no growing going on. Like, for example, Nevada, the stinking place is all desert. Or the grain-growing states, the self-pollinating states. Anybody that's growing vegetables and fruits and things like that is colored bright orange, and that means that they got no bees, or they've got a real shortage of bees. Now, you know, I was talking earlier about our leadership, the illustrious folks that we have that are in elected positions to look out for us. Now, many of you laughed hysterically over our Congress going through this vote of a non-binding resolution with regard to the idiocy of the war overseas. A non-binding resolution. Well, I hope they all showed up to vote for that thing. Usually they don't. But if they all showed up, it proved exactly what they are worth. They're voting for a non-binding resolution, which means they're saying nothing. They're just trying to look good and not do a stinking thing because they might offend the present dictator. But the fact is that that's the kind of leadership we have. Now, they're going to do something about the bees, okay? They're going to do something. Now, any of you that are taking notes, I want you to take real close notes on this, okay? Just take real, real good notes. Here's the statement. I have to put on the proper voice so that I am a proper announcement of this important event. Get this. The U.S. Senate has passed passed a resolution to protect pollinators and has designated June 24th through the 30th as National Pollinator Week. That month, the U.S. Postal Service will release a pollination stamp series. So all of you that are worried about starving this next year because there ain't no stinking bees, your Senate and Congress is looking after you guys, and even the Postal Service is willing to put pollinators on their stamps so you can pay the 39 cents to buy pollinators and support who? Think about it. That's our Congress in action. Oh, boy. Yeah, the leadership we got. You know, we've talked before about good old President Clinton giving away our missile technology. Well, you know, guys, victims are easily distracted. And I guess they think that we're more stupid than we really are. The things that we're distracted by. If you think that this war that we got going is not a distraction from the fact that you aren't going to have any food to eat next year, you got another thing coming. While they are tagging the livestock, building the freeway so that the Chinese can control more of the food that's coming from third world countries. And you got to realize when you're focused on one thing, like the task force here is focused on your survival, you see things in a whole different light. Let's talk about, just to give you an idea how this distraction thing works. We've got an interesting situation with Clinton and the missile situation. Okay, right now, most of you who know what's going on had better be doggone scared that they stir something up with Iran, because the missile technology that Clinton gave China is sitting right behind Iran, and the nuclear technology that was given to Russia has been sitting right behind Iran. But listen to this. When Mr. Clinton had one hand on his zipper and the other hand on a folder that he was giving our missile technology away to the Chinese for, you were watching the zipper. That's called distraction. We've got a war. You're watching the war. What's going on here that affects you? What affects you is you ain't going to have any food next year unless you store it yourself. Any food that you have is going to be poisoned unless you store it yourself. You can go ahead and grow it as long as you stinking well can, but at the point where you can't grow it anymore and maintain your liberty and freedom, you're going to be on your storage stuff. Now, distraction. Every propaganda machine in the history of the universe, this world is probably the only one we need to be concerned about. I take in a lot of territory, don't I, guys? The universe? Come on. Ah, boy. Ah, sometimes I get carried away. Ignore that. Erase that from your notebooks, okay? In the history of the world, every system of propaganda where they tell the people what they want them to hear, so while they're doing something over there they don't want them to see, is based on distraction. But the Fearless Task Force is trying to tell you very simply, by bringing up the bee situation, by bringing up the emergency preparedness stuff, by telling you about the circumstances of people who are in debt when this thing gets really, really serious, by telling you to get well and healthy before your dependency on the system requires your complete revocation of your liberty. The reason for all of this is we're trying to point out what the reality is, not the distraction. The reality is, guys, we've got to recognize that the honeybees are just, not just the honeybees, I'm sorry, the bee population is just another evidence of the times that we're in. When the scriptures say there's going to be a famine, there aren't any people that are going to escape it. There's going to be a famine. And if there is no food, that means you aren't going to be able to grow the food. And we've got all sorts of things that can cause that famine. Now we've got the bees. Bees all by themselves can be the famine. The lack of moisture on the earth and the climactic changes that it's going through alone can is perfectly capable of doing the famine all by itself. But let me tell you, when a scriptural, I don't care whether you're Christian, I don't care if you're Buddhist, I don't care what you are, the fact is that every basic belief in the history of the world has recognized that at some point in time there will be end times, and one of the factors of that will be the famine. That means no food. That means think, decide, and act. You have the freedom. You have the liberty at this point where you can do that. After this,
how are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Brady cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
and I've been screaming at you for the last hour about getting control of not being victims anymore. You know, if we depend on other people for our liberty, you know, let's take it to some psychological terms. I'm going to lay one on you here that you might find interesting. You know, you read some of these self-help books, and they talk about all the stuff that goes on in your subconscious mind. It's about 98% of the activity of the other 2% is what you think about, and that's not quite right, but it's typical of me. I exaggerate. What can I say? But one of the things that they say that is, if you don't control what goes into your mind, into your subconscious, someone else will. And we have, as a result of television and the multimedias and the hypnotic effect that it has on us, we have in our society and in our minds a lot of stuff that if we saw what it was doing, we would want it out of there. Well, let me put it this way. Unless we control what comes into our lives, unless we take control of our destiny and become totally self-reliant, we can depend on someone else taking over that control if we give it to them. If we continue to depend on our congressmen to make sure that we're protected from the foolishness, I think I've got to have this classic issue that I read to you just before this last break. Please think about putting in a supply of food. Think about preparing your family so you can be totally independent. And if you want all sorts of information and help with doing that, call the Fearless Task Force at 800-409-5633. But, and if you would like, I think I'm going to have this put into a large printed poster. Not a big poster, but something like maybe an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, just nicely printed up with my comment about it. For those of you who think about or wonder whether you should take your destiny back in control of your hands, you know, putting your future back in the hands you trust, your own. And let me read this to you again. The U.S. Senate has passed a resolution to protect pollinators and has designated June 24th through the 30th as National Pollinator Week. That month, the U.S. Postal Service will release a pollination stamp series. This is our leadership at work, and these are those on whom you depend for your future. I think not. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free. See you on the other side for the second hour.